check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, all right now. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. I'ma send it off in this place, you see. They come from every corner just to fight it with me. In your head like a symphony. Out on the floor, it's a jamboree. Turn up, princess. Drop the bell down, come and talk to me. Oh, don't put it on repeat. Come on now, try to be. If it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. Hands up, we gonna fall in line. Drink this wine till we clock that time. We only need to let it go. So drop the baggage, leave it at the door. Come on now, it's a jubilee. Count it up, baby, one, two, three. Let's ride up and down. Somebody scream, I'm in the crowd. Wanna tell me what's your name? Don't even tell my man it's all the same. Cause they're just saying me and you. Out in the crowd, they're doing what we do. So they're not gonna be a man. I'll make the sex fall down like rain. To see the love of that funny. I know you're glad you came. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say.
I smell smoke, is this place on fire?
Nah, they just vibing and they having a good time.
Are they spreading that love, peace, and all that jive?
You know how they get when we doing it live.
Everybody let your inhibitions go.
You can cut a rug or be cool like the wind blows.
The Dukes are dapper and the Duchess are beautiful.
It's the only way to be at the jamboree. You are witnessing ragtime reborn.
Ladies and gentlemen, Desi Hepcat Horn.
Uh-huh. Well, all right now. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good, let me hear you say. And if it feels good, let me hear you say. And if you feel good, let me hear you say. And if you're feeling good, let me hear you say. And if it's all good. Feels good, let me hear you say.
Radio Beatles. The Ride.
See, baby, you're my little secret. Secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell. And that's how we gotta keep it. See, baby, you're my little secret. I won't tell, and that's how we gotta keep it.
Did anybody see ya coming to my house last night? When I got your message in my beeper, that you wanna do everything I like. Alright,
one, two.
Radio Fever.
Here we go.
To be here on Radio Divas, and I am Free to Be, and I am excited to be back here with the beautiful Divas in the building, Miss Blue.
And hey, everybody. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Go ahead.
Miss Blue and Erica Arthur. I am done.
Yes, yes.
How are you beautiful ladies doing? What's good? What's good, sweetie B? Yeah, man, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be in the building with you guys, and I'm ready to turn up, and I'm excited.
That's right. And ladies, Sweetie B is from season 2 and season 3 of Radio Divas. You know, she's going to fill in for Miss Mika tonight. We should have DJ Sexy coming in the building at any minute, you know. So, Sweetie B, it's always a blessing to have you back on Radio Divas. And y'all can also catch her show on the Grand Hard Radio Network, which is Grown Folks Business. So, you know, I had to shout you out real quick.
Appreciate it. Okay, now you guys, we do have Grind Hard Radio's own Power Couple coming on Radio Divas today, Problems and Miss Chief. Now, I'm super excited that they're going to be in the building talking to us a little bit today. And I'm also excited about the topic that we have. And it is couples working together. How do you guys feel about that? Is that a good thing? What's happening with that? I want to get your thoughts. So, Miss Blue, tell me your thoughts on that.
Yes, I actually believe that power couples can work together if they can learn how to listen and put aside their relationship with business. Because sometimes if you're in doing business together, you and your emotions start taking over, then you start to forget that you're doing a business aspect of it instead of putting your relationship involved with business. But it can't work. That's only if you guys, if they're willing to work together.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, Ms. Erica Arthur, what are your thoughts?
I have mixed feelings on it. I think you both definitely need to have some things kind of ironed out before you get to the table. My husband and I are both involved in the arts, and there are times when if things are interesting on the home front, it can definitely affect, I wouldn't say the business, but the creativity that fuels the business.
Mm-hmm.
Which becomes a domino effect. So, you know, I think that as long as you communicate, that makes a big difference because it is a domino effect. And if it begins to mess with your paper, you have to really decide whether or not it's a good fit for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I kind of think that it depends on the people. And I say that because say if I work at a place, I don't want my significant other working with me. Because
how I will be. Yeah.
If I have an argument with you at the house before we leave, if I see you anywhere in the building, we're gonna pick up this conversation again. And if it's a bad conversation, it's only gonna get ugly to the point to where both of us are out of work. And to keep that from happening, I would just not work, you know, it wouldn't be good for me. Unless it was in a laid-back setting, like if there, as far as music or, you know, creativity like that, then, yeah, I could probably do that and we can go home and everything would be cool. But in the business world, I would definitely say no for me.
Yeah, because I think, most part, you know, people always say you got to know how to separate that personal from the business. But, you know, in hindsight, let's keep it real. It's kind of hard to do that at times. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be, and this is just my personal opinion, I think it's always going to be blurred lines when it comes to that. Not saying that couple shouldn't work together. No, you know, nothing like that. You know, if that's your thing, then go ahead and do it. But at the end of the day, it does leave the possibility of, okay, the personal might leak into the business might leak into the personal, you know, and it's kind of hard to balance the both, at least in my situation, because I've done that before. Now, it wasn't my wife or anything, but it was somebody that I was dating, and we worked together, and it didn't work for me. And that's just keeping it 100.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I know you. If you guys have any thoughts on it that are listening to us, you can call in to the show 323-693-3043. Press the 1 button and give us your thoughts. So right now I'm gonna ask DJ Jid if he would play another song for us.
Absolutely. It's Radio Divas. We are live in the building with Ms. Tweety B and Erica Arthur. If y'all want to hit the ladies up, 323-693-3043 be the number. Or you can log on to the official website, and that's worldheartradio.com. I'm going to hit y'all with the next track on Radio Divas, and it's our very own DJ, DJ Sexy, with the Groove Mix. Radio Divas, let's get it.
Hey.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now. If y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio, yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
You're now listening to the hottest female DJ, DJ Sexy.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me. Wanna make you my lady officially. Grab your tickets for Biden, me willing for pay. Fly you in from distance away.
Right. My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller. Controller, yeah, like controller, controller, yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster, like controller, controller, yeah, like controller.
Makes me wanna taste you. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's
what you got, what you gonna do with the dessert? Do what, do what, eat that, eat that.
All-Star DJs.
Dread beats on the track.
Baby, come over. I need some of your time. I had a long day. Can't wait to see my babe. We can sip wine and dine. I want some love for my baby. Please don't be late. Dinner's at 8. I'm cooking you fake. It's a day. Well, about 10 minutes later, I get a text from my man saying he had a great time last night. The way I moved my body was out of sight. I knew the text wasn't for me. Last night he said he was on sleep. I'm looking at the phone now, mad as hell. This man said he loved me. Well, I can't tell. I text him back with wrong chick. You got me messed up.
Wrong chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring, don't want it no more. Oh, wrong chick, you got me messed up.
Wrong chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Said you wouldn't play these games no more. Why you keep calling? There's really no way I pick up my phone. Man, I'm over it, trying to call it quits. Teacher, call her, leave me alone. After all that we've been through, I never thought he'd play me like a fool. I just can't get it off my mind. I thought me and him were fine. And only 10 minutes later, I get a text from my man. Saying he had a great time last night.
Time
the way I moved my body was out the sight. I knew the text wasn't for me. Last night he said he was on CAA. I'm looking at the phone now, bad as hell. This man said he loved me, well, I can't tell. I text him back with a
wrong chick.
You got me messed up.
Wrong chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring. I don't want it no more.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed up.
Wrong chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Said you wouldn't play these games no more.
I'm glad it was so good to you. I hope you had some fun. Tell her she can move from number two. Take my place, I'm number one. Cause I got no time for silly games. You're not the man you used to be. But see what goes around comes back around. It's gonna happen, you will see. See, I'm a grown chick that you can mess around wrong with. I heard you had a great time last night. The way you move a body was out the sight. I knew the text wasn't for me. Cause you told me you was on CAA. But I hope you know that boy, I'm mad as hell. You used to say you love me, well, I can't tell. I'm leaving you with her.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed up. Boy, you know you're busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring. I don't want it no more.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed up. Boy, you know you're busted. Thought of you disgust me. Said you wouldn't play this game no more.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed
wrong
up.
Chick.
Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring. I don't want it no more.
Wrong chick.
Hey, you got me messed
wrong
up.
Chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Said you wouldn't play this game no more.
Hey, hey. Hot mix. I enjoyed that.
Okay.
I have lived those lyrics.
Lives on lyrics.
Okay. You done got a page out my journal. What you say? Man.
And look, okay, we'll be joined by Erica, DJ Sexy and Miss Blue.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, hey. What did you do, mama?
What's going on?
What's happening? What's happening? Glad you guys are here. DJ Sexy, I haven't talked to you in forever.
Yeah, I know. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has.
I see you've been doing big things, though.
Yeah, gotta keep the hustle alive. Gotta keep pushing. That's what we gonna do.
Okay, well, I wanted to ask Miss Erica what's going on with her and her blog. What's going on over there?
Oh my goodness. Authenticity Speaks has been popping. It's been just, oh my goodness, I'm very overwhelmed by the love and the support between the blog and my Instagram page for Love Poetry. I think the most fascinating thing for me is not only the growth in terms of numbers, the number of followers, which caught me off guard. Very weird to go from 200 to close to 4,000 in a couple of months. It's like strange for me. Very, very strange. But one of the things I've noticed is strangers giving me advice because they don't recognize that I'm, first of all, married 18 and a half years. They have no idea. A lot of them don't. And the other thing I noticed is that people don't recognize that I'm an artist. So I have one piece that I wrote called In His Veins, and it talks about you'll never be able to he'll never forget me because he loves me better because of the way I loved him, something along those lines. And I have strangers, get him out of your veins, he's moved on now. I'm like,
wow.
What are you talking about? Who are you? And the other thing that cracks me up, guys, oh my goodness, one of the things that cracks me up is when people, they don't, you know how you do like an at mention to someone in the comment section?
Mm-hmm.
Is when a piece like really strikes a nerve and somebody sends it to their ex, and then they start like going back and forth in the comment section on my page, and this is what happened, this is why I left you. I'm like, oh my goodness. So,
oh my God.
It's amazing. When you write about love, it's going to strike a nerve, either good or bad. I love when couples send things to each other, or somebody actually gives me credit if they repost on their page to say, look, this spoke to me, I've been there, or I love him like that, or I love her like that, or I can't wait till we get married. You know, that I love. But when it start reaching back for the exes, and so if the language gets a little wild, I have to delete them. I don't block them, because that means the poetry spoke to them, but I don't allow any, you know, positive vibes only. If your ex is saying, this is why I left you, and then they start cussing, I'm like, look, y'all gonna have to take that.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. But it's a blessing to be able to write something, to write pieces that speak to people because of my transparency.
Love, doctor.
Well, yeah, that's what's popping on my end.
Awesome. It's all exciting. All right. I believe we have some guests that are here. Problem and Miss Chief, are you there?
Am I on?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, hello. Can you hear us?
Hi, Diva.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
How y'all doing? Well, thanks for having us. Can y'all hear me?
I'm glad you guys are here. Excited. Yeah.
So glad to have you here with us. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, man.
Thank
you. No problem. No problem.
Okay,
you guys.
So
how's everybody feeling?
Well, I'm
feeling good.
Sunday.
All right.
Yes, Monday.
Y'all, we excited. Y'all know these my cast members from Ground Hard Radio. They good people, and they all rap power cover. So, y'all welcome to Radio Divas once again. I'm excited. I'm back.
Right on, man.
Thanks, family.
thanks, bro. Right on. Let's get this thing lit, man. Let's get it going.
Let's go.
All right, then, you guys. We're glad to have you over here, as everybody has said. Now, we've been talking about couples and couples working together. And I just wanted to start out by asking you guys, can you guys work together and be cool and cordial, or do you sometimes bump heads when you work together?
We've worked together for 7 years. I think we've probably bumped heads maybe twice. But the reason why we don't bump heads is because our communication, which is the most important thing, is strong. Like, before we started all this, you know, doing music and artists, you know, we knew each other outside of the world of music. So it's a loyalty thing, and it's a friendship thing and a bond thing. So no one can come to him and say X, Y, Z because I already know what's going on because I didn't talk to him. So I think you can
right.
work together. You know, I do have an outside business where I do promotions for small businesses, and he doesn't work with me per se as the, you know, right next to me talking, but he does work with me as far as supporting me. If, I have never had a problem with a business or anything like that, so, but he's not the type to, like, jump in or anything like that as far as, like, a negative role model or anything like that. So I would say even in the outside world business, you know, we're A1.
Awesome. I like
yeah.
how did you want to speak on that also?
Yeah, man. I mean, it just depends. I mean, see, in our situation, man, like she was saying, we was friends, then we got into the music. I had already been in the music, and then we got her into it. And when you're working together as a couple in that, if you're doing something that you love together. Like she said, outside of that, she has her own businesses, and just like I have to go to work every day. But we bring all of that together in one house, and we try to get the paper. So we bring
that's
it all
right.
We trying to bring it all and have one goal or many goals, but we've gone along with them together. It's kind of
yeah.
like I can hear what Dick saying that he can't work with his girl. You know, sometimes it depends on, you know, what job it is. It's like two doctors working together. You know, y'all bank accounts is going to be real fat, but you might not have time for each other, especially for a family. You know, so
yes.
it's kind of like, you know, you got to find that balance. You know, and another thing is we don't step on each other's toes. Like she said, our communication is hella good. We actually, somebody say something to me or something to her, nobody can go back and say that this or this or that because we've already talked about it. So if somebody trying to get something from me and they already talked to her, but she already said something and then they come to me because that's what people do, you know, I'm already up on it because we done already had a discussion. So I think a lot of people can't do it, but some people can, and like we one of those
you gotta
couples
be
that,
secure
that,
in your relationship
yeah.
too. You gotta have
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
you gotta be very secure in your relationship. You know,
yeah.
and
look, I don't wanna be the manager and I don't want her to be the manager and I'm the stock boy at the job, you know. You might have some kind of power struggle going on with that. So what in turn what we do is any job that we do, we make both of the jobs just as important. Her job
yes.
and my job is just as important as her job, and her job is just as important as mine, no matter
mm-hmm.
what it is we're doing. So that kind of works out.
Yeah.
Right. I agree. And I think communication, see, you guys have a good line of communication. A lot of couples don't have that line of
mm-hmm.
communication, and
yeah.
that's where they falter, and other people can come in and kind of shake them. So,
yeah.
Right.
Well, you know
right.
what? I think that has to do also with people's morals. You know, some people, they want to get it, and they want to get it however they can get it. And that, like you said, stepping on people's toes, and you burn a lot of bridges like that, you know, because this little get that you're trying to get, you might be able to get more if you just came right and correct. Some people
yes.
don't understand that.
Right.
Teach. Talking about come out the gate swinging. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but you know, it's a struggle for some. I mean, we've seen a lot of couples, you know, that started out with us and they're not
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they burned
you know?
And they crashed and burned already.
Yeah, crashed, burned. There ain't no corpse inside there. I mean, it's all ass.
And
yeah.
a lot of it comes down to jealousy too. People start getting in positions to where they get in power and notice, and they get a little envious, and one person's getting showed a little more love than the other. But you know, you came into it, get together, and you see that
mm-hmm.
all the time, even in the industry, people start separating
mm-hmm.
because of you know the money and the power. So when you
mm-hmm.
when you come in together with nothing. It's good when you're building it together because it's hard
yes.
to take that way, you know.
Oh,
yes.
That's real.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on the topic to start us off, and then we're going to get into our interview
okay.
with you guys, and we're going to start with DJ Sacky. Do you have questions?
Sure thing. Welcome to the show, guys. You know, this
what's
is
up? What's up,
first,
DJ Sacky?
You know.
we've never had a couple to interview, you know, and you know, I'm really excited that you guys are, you're not just, you are your individual selves, but I
yes.
also see you together as a package.
Yes.
So
it's
just really, really cool to me when couples actually work together, you know, as one. So with that being said, I want to know, like, on his side and her side, what is the hardest thing about working with your partner, and what's the easiest thing about working with your partner?
Man, okay.
Who's going first?
Okay.
I was just going to say,
But hey, the hardest thing about working with your partner is that the ideas become endless, and you get overwhelmed. With so much going on, you got it's a constant running and constant idea of thinking, how can we better, how can we get this, how can we get, make sure we get paid, how can we be out in the industry, how can we be out in the world more than what we are. So that's the only negative thing I have, is that it makes you drive more as a couple, and it's like, shoot, that's sometimes that's all we do, is we just working, work outside of regular jobs. You know, it's like we got 10 jobs, man. Just regular, just work, and that's the one negative thing. The other side of that, the positive thing is that everything is in reach. Kind of like you guys are together, you live together. Shoot, I can leave something on the table and know that might get taken care of. She can call me on the phone and know that'll get taken care of. It's like you don't have to reach out to go out too far to know to get this and do that, because you know how to do it together, and you know your resources, you can get easier together.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got double the resources, hers and mine's combined, and now we're reaching and touching a lot of more people.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the positive thing.
For me, I don't really have any negatives, because I'm like OCD when it comes to this promotion. So, I can say a negative for both of us. I don't stop. And sometimes I have to stop myself to pay attention to things that, like, you know, the relationship and everything, because I will get OCD with that. I would say that's the only thing that's bad about that. But then that's good, too. Because that keeps us working. We're the host pretty much in San Diego for a lot of shows that come here in San Diego. So that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. So, but otherwise, yeah, my OCD with promotion, that's the only thing I think that probably would be a con. Or, yeah.
Nice. And then, you know, it's just really cool when you have a couple working together. You know, when we talk about couples in the industry, I always like to point a finger at Kevin and Drika Gates. They're like one of my go-to couples, you know, as far as like using them as an example. But I love to see couples combine together and do that. So I'm real curious too, because I saw I was reading a little bit about the Beat Shop. So whose idea initially was it? Like, how was the Beat Shop born?
Oh, the Beat Shop was born. Actually, I was doing some rapping prior to the Beat Shop, and then I had went away, got incarcerated. When I came back, my little brother started a production company called the Beat Shop, which he was just, you know, joking around, had people in the studio messing around. So when I got out, we kind of organized it, got it, turned it into more like a business, and started creating some albums out of there. So it actually just started with my brother getting a studio spot, getting some equipment, and then just started learning, you know, how to use it.
And that one studio turned into two studios now.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's growing. That's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's growing. Yeah, we got Beat Shop 1, and then we got a pre-production studio, and then we got another studio located in kind of like Mission Valley, like, which is a downtown kind of area of San Diego.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pass it along. That pretty much was my biggest question. I was just really curious about the teamwork effort, but I absolutely love it.
Thank you, DJ. Appreciate you. Right on.
Awesome. All right, Miss Erica.
Yes. So what's up again? Peace, y'all. I'm so glad to hear your voices.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, I am so excited to hear your voices. It's good to be rocking with Radio Divas Live and to hear you talking as a woman who's married to a musician. I'm a poet, singer, and I'm married to a musician. One of the things I find, is, and we were talking about this before you guys came on live with us, is how things behind closed doors can impede creativity. You mentioned, sis, that, you know, you being like grinding and OCD, but I want to know when it's a little thin, it's either feast or famine. So in the lean times, where do you guys get your strength from?
We bond a lot as far as, we have a very strong bond as far as, we have a lot of friends that are mutual friends and a lot of family that, you know, we go out and recoup, kind of like, you know, real life. We'll go visit family. We go on dates. We have movie night, you know. So, we do a lot of things. We have rhyming games together where we do rhyming games. He keeps me on my toes all the time. He incorporates me in his life. I incorporate him in my life. We watch YouTube movies together, YouTube videos together. I have a little app like Netflix. We'll watch that. That's a little ass screen, you know, and we'll sit there and watch that together, you know, because, you know, that's what it's all about, is being together, you know, in between us. And we write together, you know, so, yeah, that's my guy.
I love it. What about you, good brother? What are your thoughts on that?
Man, she kind of pretty much wrapped it up. That's us in a nutshell right there, man. We always break off and have some time to ourselves to do something for us, you know, whether it's going to eat or doing something, like she said, movie time. It's just that breath of fresh air that you need every day, especially after a long day of work. You know, this is your relaxation time. This is you saying, I'm clearing my mind of everything, all the phone calls and everything. And we just drop the phones or play movies on them. Don't be bothered for a little while.
Yeah.
When it's time to get back to work, it's time to get back to work.
Yeah, excellent. So we are a family show, and the fact that we have families when we're not live on the air. Do you guys have any children? And if so, how do you balance that?
We do have children.
Yeah.
And, being a mom, working, and also having a business, we are busy, very busy. So, but it works because we have, you know, outside family members that pitch in as well. So everything pretty much works.
Yeah, as long as you can get them to school and get them their shoes, and you know they phone, they got a better phone, than I got. They got the iPhone 6s and 7s,
yeah,
and I got a regular phone. I'm on
Android.
Yeah, as long as they eat every day and everything.
And good grades.
That's just, but the, all of that no, is just true. Actually that's added into your. All of that is actually just added into your work day. That's sometimes
you don't think about it.
And it's kind of automatic. So that's part of you just doing that. So it fits in all the time throughout the day, even while we're working. You know, kids come in with something, homework, and all kind of stuff. You got to take a minute and, you know, help them knock that out.
And while they're doing their homework, we might be writing or something like that. So it kind of encouraged them because, you know, they're doing their homework. So it's no TV or no distractions or anything like that. So it does work. It works.
That's excellent. I just have one or two more questions for you guys. I want to talk to you about a lot of indie artists. Their goal is to be major. But there are some who love the underground grit because it gives them free creative control. What are your thoughts on that, both of you?
Oh, man, I agree, man. It seems like once you get to a label, man, you're obligated to make a certain amount of sales. The minute you don't, it's like you're dropping
the label.
Yeah,
it's not fun. It doesn't seem like it's fun for them.
Yeah, you owe extreme amounts of money for studio and things that you don't even know you're paying for. But, you know, you might get this little bonus, which isn't going to last at all. But by you having your own independent or your own label, you get to create more. And you have more ownership of your own stuff, especially if you're producing your own music. You made your own
publishing
record label
rights.
You know, you get your own publishing rights or whatever you have to do. But it's more freedom because you're not stuck in that box to where you're obligated to go through this route of doing something. Being on that independent, I got a million million different routes and different distributions that I can do if I wanted to. It's more, you get more money back. You know, I can, if I had to, I could go out the trunk and sell my CDs out the trunk and get all that money back versus going through a record company where you get, everything is getting counted and you're only getting a percentage of what you're actually supposed to be making. So I think it's kind of better for the indie artist, especially if you know the steps to get yourself out there. And if you can create your own record label, that's even better, because it's, why couldn't you be like a Master P and M, all these guys, you know, these Cash Money millionaires that got their own camps and stuff. You can do the same thing. So, and you'll have a bigger shot at doing it through your own label versus you going through, you know, being signed to somebody.
Yeah, I like the independent, because it's so artsy. Like, we've given shows for 7 years, which is a platform. We gave shows for live entertainment, you know, people to come and perform, and just the artsy vibe, everyone performing. Some are new to the stage, some are experienced to the stage, but just that whole format of, you know, building bonds with people, I like that part. You know, and you don't seem like you would get that signed. Everyone's competitive and whatnot. And I just like the, you know, I like the underground feel, like you said, the gritty, you know. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because when you're underground, you get to create more music. You can talk about this. You could talk about your life a little more. You could talk about that. When you get in that industry, all they want to hear is that club music, people drinking. Somebody dance, doing a dance move on a dance floor, and it's, and you're obligated to make those kind of songs, you know. Whereas as on the independent, you have more freedom to make what you feel.
Dopeness. Yeah. I appreciate you both.
I would love to talk to you some more.
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna toss it over to Miss Blue if she's on with us still.
All right,
Miss Blue has left the building, ladies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do
want to.
I know
Jit has them all the time, but he may have a question that he could slide in here for us too. Absolutely.
What's up, bro?
And, once again, I was just going to say, you know, I work with Ms. Chief and Problems on Ground Hard Radio, and, you know, I probably asked y'all this question before, but the Divas haven't heard it. So I want to ask y'all, being a power couple, being that y'all working together, y'all got a lot of things, good things going on, was it any, let me see, how can I say this? Was there any reservations about coming on to Ground Hard Radio or putting y'all life on the radio where folks can hear or whatever, make opinions or whatever the case may be? Did y'all have any reservations of putting y'all real life out there on the line, since we do reality
radio?
Not at all, man. This is basically it was positive exposure.
You guys have welcomed us, open arms, family.
Yeah.
It's all love, and I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, and it's actually
I just want to salute y'all, because it's never been done before on Ground Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? To actually have a married couple on the show, you know. So I'm gonna always salute y'all and always give y'all props for opening up that lane on radio.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity. Thank you for allowing us. Yeah, thank you for allowing us to be the first. That's record breaking for us.
I salute it.
Nah, man, but we appreciate everything Grindhard been doing. We appreciate everything Grindhard Radio been doing.
Nothing but love, man.
And we getting people tuning in. They calling in, man. One thing we got to do, we got to get to them phone lines, man. They calling
in. They hounding us.
Like, man, why can't I say something? When am I going to get to talk to y'all?
Hey, y'all really should tune in to them on Grindhard Radio. They are very entertaining. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they fit right in.
Oh, yeah.
And I love y'all.
Hey.
Salute. Thanks, bro.
Love you too, brother.
Same to you. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay, now we have some songs from you guys. We have Panda Rebirth and we have Calico. So which one would you guys like to get into first?
Panda Rebirth, we just, and you guys keep in mind, though, we got a lot of positive type music. A lot of our stuff is based off of positive, no cursing, no, you know, really getting it in. But on these couple of tracks that we released here, we was getting with the grimier, you know, scene. So we was letting them know that, you know, we're versatile in this sense. So this Panda Rebirth, we just put the video out to that and everything. It's got like over 3,000 views already.
Make sure you go see it on 4-H Records. It's the Panda Rebirth.
Check it out on 4-H Records. Yeah, let's go into that Panda Rebirth featuring Prodders and Miss Chief. This is one of our more grimier ones. Let's get it.
On Radio Divas.
Take off.
Let's get it.
Panda.
What?
Panda. Panda. Right. Panda.
Burning rubber through the summer. Blazing trails, making tracks. 100,000 in the Hummer. Sweating, trying to make it back. I got killers that are killing for me. Out of town niggas in something foreign. Panda, black holes, dropped in the middle of white snow. See, I might go off on any nigga ranting about what he might know. We whipping and packing and shipping, be having it boxed like presents at Christmas. 40 round clips, extended, man, I'm needing my money, so make sure I get it. No, never forget it, I never forgot it. Maybe you just needed a dab of gelato. Never slowing down, I be going ham. Knocking down the door, I be going in. I be showing off, never knowing when. I be going off, but you gon' know it then. Panda, burn 'em. Let me just turn up. I got people in other places. Never seen them, but they send me faces. I got good relations, keep it patient. Cause haters love to keep you waiting. I got bars in Atlanta. I know stars in Savannah. I go hard doing damage. Superhero nigga, they can stand it. I might cop a Bugatti. I might drop the Ducati.
Panda. Model chicks in Cali. He got them knees in the alley. Got the heat, call it whammy. Dr. Seuss, call me Sally. All them faces copy badly. Got it locked in a baggie. You a panda looking sadly. Got them sick, crabby patty. I plug them up, call them Maggie. Send it off to Cincinnati. Now your little orphan Annie. Real panda knows Andy. I walk around with Vigilante. Got them all feeling antsy. I'm a legacy runner. I'm a Pegasus gunner. No fakers, no fronters. I just caught a blunder. You a fighter, not a lover. One step from the gutter. Got the chopper for the lumber. Winter time to the summer. Same price for the slugger. He don't know he a newcomer. I bounce back like rubber. Here go the uppercutter. I'm a legacy runner. A Pegasus gunner. Coca Cabana. Tesla that nigga Montana. Old gray bandana. Hot summertime Savannah.
Yeah.
Hey.
I love that.
That goes hard.
Y'all know that my jam.
Thank you.
Y'all
killed that. Ew.
Thank you.
Awesome. I enjoyed that track, you guys. And I just wanted to know this. Like, when you guys met each other, did you know that each other could spit fire like that?
Exactly. I'll let Ms. Chief answer that because she didn't know. I actually had go ahead, Ms.
Chief. No, go ahead. Say what you were gonna say.
No, what had actually happened was when we hadn't seen each other in like a long time since high school. So we saw each other at a park and I asked her out and she came to this place and it was an actual show of mine. She didn't even know I was rapping or none of that stuff. So. She had told me that she could sing, you know, one day, and I had her sing, so I called my brother on the phone. I said, listen to this, and right after that, we got her in the studio, and she came in as an actual singer, and then I started saying, man, you know, you can start writing some raps if you want to. She actually kind of was like, being a singer, it was kind of hard to get in and be able to do songs. She was only able to do hooks and, you know, she wrote a couple of songs and stuff, but she was like, forget that. I want to get in there with the guys. I want to start rapping and stuff. So what I did was start doing these little exercises with her, start showing her how to write bars, what a bar was. And from there, she started just writing. And then we started getting her into her flow and character, and we just developed it from there. And then she just became a queen of the bars after that.
Now, mind you, I was all over the place at first. I mean, I was so unorthodox that it sounded like spoken word. And then it did. You know, like, my first songs are pretty much, you would say, are like spoken word. But as I got more into it, you know, I start trying to actually study, you know, different types of rap pauses, you know, different things to, you know, actually paying attention to the beat. Some people don't really pay attention to the beat,
right,
and the beat
right.
will talk to you. So if I pay attention to what the beat says, then that's what's going to come out. And, you know, I had to learn that, and, you know, he taught me that.
Right, right.
I
love
that.
You guys
pay attention
sound good
to
together.
The beat.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, now we have Calico. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, we gave you one of the new songs, and then we gave you an older one. Both of us on there spitting. So this is Calico from off of a Mischief Unleashed Volume 1 album.
Awesome.
It
awesome.
Is.
We're going to get into it. Calico.
Yeah, let's get it.
Jello beat, holla at me.
I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. Yeah, that's the ish. Check my verse habit. 2020 can't see me. I'ma be. Miss Cheese got mochi flow. Head nodding, don't rock and be shot, period. Miss Chief infinite. So many levels can't keep it. Near future definite. Mind power ball shit with a figure eight Olympic trick. Reppin' Venus planet. That new watch it. All of his high, I gotta go. So international. For sure, this though is magical. I knock him out like TKO. Reppin' yo, this Cali go. Judy Jetson Prime Glow. So supernatural. Serving up this Cali go. Loaded up, now let's go. This glow is hydro. I be on that Cali go. I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a Cali. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico.
Brat, I spit it like a calico. In fact, get back, just let me get at him though. They wait for the gun splatter, it don't matter what is done after. On the edge of your seat now, we'll wait till the next chapter. Proceed with caution, witness the next rapture. Round after round, shut them down, I'm the cut master. Sliding through the avenue, boulevards and the streets. Competition rising, surprising that I'm the one to beat. Bag in my jeans and a sign on my chest. In capital letters, saying you're now rocking with the best. It's nothing small about me, I run with the big boys. Modified like the barrels, we prone to make a big noise. A ton of $100 bills and 45 racks. From a crowd that's packed, where hundreds they all clap. Money makers make noise, broke niggas shut up. Their hands in the air, well then that's what up.
I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali go, I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico.
Yeah.
Dopeness.
That was hot.
Thank you.
Bars.
Awesome. I loved it. I love you guys as a couple, as a power couple, you know, as far as making the music. But I think it's important, and I just wanted to kind of just pick your brains on this as being a black power couple, period. You guys are very business-minded entrepreneurs. And I just want to know your thoughts on the way that America is and the state that it is in. Do you feel a business has a chance to be successful with the world's tension as it is at this point? I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that.
That's deep. Well, yeah, right now, man, it's hard to do anything especially the way the world is. You got, you know, new president coming in. There's a bunch of stuff probably about to change with that going. But as a black power couple, if you find your niche and you're able to find that niche, as long as you can keep it alive, it'll be able to prosper somewhere down the
line. We're living testimonies of that. Beach Shop Productions, we did shows for 7 years consistently. That was the longest promotion, you know, team out in San Diego for 7 years consistently. Not only that, with Beach Shop Productions, that's been going on since 2005. So that's a living testimony saying that it can, you know, it can happen.
And
you know,
there's been a lot of negative stuff that happened in between that. You know, you could be throwing a show and might get some people pop up out of nowhere that comes in
fight
and starts
in
fighting your show.
Yeah.
And now the club owner and everybody's looking at you and like you had the people come or something. And you can get blamed for all of that. So it makes it hard to keep relationships with the clubs and stuff. And
right.
It's like the people don't make it any easier, you know. So as black people, we like to hold ourselves back. When we can be doing, when we're making a platform for everybody to try to get on, it seems like everybody should be involved. But you got a lot of people that are kind of selfish. They think about themselves. And in the midst of everybody, like in the midst of you trying to put everybody up as a team, this person is trying to stand over here just thinking about themselves. And so it makes it even more harder, especially with the economy, especially with being black, especially with having a black business. A lot of us don't get that support that we're supposed to get. Say, for example, how the Oriental, they moved over here, and it might be 10 people in one house, but they got a restaurant. Pretty soon, they open up
they
another
move
restaurant.
Out. Yep,
and now
another
they got
restaurant.
8 people
yep.
in that house, and 2 people over here that moved in. Now they got their own house, and then they open up another restaurant. Now you got 6 people in one house. And these other two families got their own houses, and it breaks down. But we as black people, we don't do that kind of thing. So we kind of stumble ourselves, especially when we see black people like, he shouldn't be having this. He shouldn't be getting ahead. But it shouldn't be like that, especially when you're trying to build other people up with you.
Yeah.
It's not like you're taking away from anything. What you're trying
to
do is put something into the community, put something, and they make it hard for you. So the only thing you can do is find yourself a niche and find your business and hope that as long as you keep it alive, it'll prosper.
And good rapport.
Keep a good rapport. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering that for me. It was just important that I felt like a couple should speak, on behalf of what's going on as far as business, the business end in today's world. So thank you guys so much for answering that for me. And I want to give you guys a chance to tell everybody how to find you, follow you, if they want to get a hold of you for features. Go ahead and get everybody that information.
You want to go first, Robert? Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter. That's MZCHIEF1619. Facebook. I'm and Instagram and Reverb Nation. I'm Miss Chief Beat Shop. That's MZCHIEF. And that's Beat Shop, BEATSHOP. We do have a live stream of an artist club, the Panda Rebirth. So you can find that on the artistecard.com. And that's the / problems, PROBLUMZ. If you want to do any collabs or anything like that, hit me up on Messenger on Facebook. And, you know, let's get to work.
Awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. Well, I just want to say thank you again so much for coming over here and sharing your stories and some of your life with the Radio Divas and all
thank
of the audience that listen.
Yeah.
We want you guys to come back and let us know what's going on. Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
on Grand Hall Radio, too. Make sure you check them out on GHR.
Yes,
yeah,
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh,
excellent.
Good speaking
with you guys.
Nice
speaking with you guys too. Thanks for having me. Yes, we enjoyed ourselves.
Yes. We've been hitting you up on social media, so check your Twitter and your Instagram, showing you nothing but love. Salute and much respect to
both of you.
Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. DJ Saxy, Miss Blue, Erica, Sweetie B. Mika, everybody on the show, especially Jit, man. Thanks, man.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Y'all for having us, man.
Anytime.
619
Thank
in the
you,
building,
Divas.
Man.
For sure. For sure. Thank y'all.
With love.
What we're going to do right here, you guys, we're going to listen to some music here, and we're going to come back and touch on another topic. So I want you guys to hang on tight for more Radio Divas. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
Only on the Ground Hard Radio Network. Take off.
Check me out. Yeah. Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what
happened? Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Deep. Yeah.
And this next track up is our actually own Tweety B with the Call Tyrone cover from Erykah Badu.
Tell y'all something, he a handful. You did. Put it down when you need to put it down. But it's just sometimes a woman gotta stay with a woman gotta stay. Now let's put it this one, man. Here we go. Come on.
I'm getting tired of your shit. You don't never buy me nothing. See, every time.
I had to hit you with a throwback.
Yes.
That's how awful it'd be.
Get it, yeah, man.
She's definitely a Saunders.
That's one of my favorites, Erica. She's one of my sheroes.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you guys, since I have you here, and we're all women, and we all have a voice. So I would like to say, have you guys been following, like, the social media lately with the treatment of women in police custody? Have you guys been following? Have you been watching some of the latest videos?
I haven't. This is Erica speaking. I haven't seen anything lately. I, quite frankly, especially on my personal page, which is Indigo Interlude, I have been really dealing with the unarmed black men, especially with the horrible week, past 2 weeks with Terrence Crutcher and Keith Lamont Scott that we've been dealing with. But as it relates to our sisters, definitely send it my way, and I will give voice to that as well. Absolutely.
I sure will. But it's been a lot of things going on with the treatment of women, and it's not been good. Like, I'm fearful to pull over for a police officer in 2016 as a black woman, a woman of color. I'm fearful for my son and for his father and for my brothers. And 100 people, over 100 of our people are dead because of the police action. So I just kind of wanted to get you guys' views on it. Like, how are you feeling about all of this, what we're seeing? So I'm going to start with... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, it's been crazy in general, you know, with this with the police and everything that's going on. And, you know, you really kind of lose focus because... So, you know, media is more focused on the men. You know, they're shooting down the men to the point where they really don't pay more attention to what's going on with these women. And I remember a few months ago seeing some things about women being, you know, sexually harassed and this and that while being arrested. But, you know, right when something, you know, right when a woman puts her case out, another black man is getting shot and that woman is overlooked. You know, and it's
true.
It is sad. It's sad, but that's actually what happens. And I remember earlier this week, actually, a video surfaced from a juvenile detention center where this white officer was actually holding down and raping a young black lady that was in custody in the juvenile center. I read up on it a little bit. I didn't read the full story because they did take him into custody, but... You know what? You know, in my mind, I'm like, I want that story to blow up, but it's not blowing up because, you know, they got all these riots and stuff going on. But stories like that are overlooked really need to be looked into because you don't want that officer to just get a slap on the wrist and go back to work another prison or, you know, work another, you know, around 10. But I remember seeing that story, and when I go back, I'm going to dig and pull it. I think I saw it on Instagram and again on Facebook. But that right there was sickening.
That
you know, and
you won't
hear about it.
Yeah, I saw that in my email. Somebody actually sent the footage to me and wanted me to post it, and just was not in the city and town where I live. It'd take one phone call, and I would be missing. So I couldn't put that kind of pressure on the NYPD or anybody of that manner. So I tried my best to pass it along, and I'm glad that you spoke on it because I didn't know. But thank you for letting me know that. Yeah, I really, really appreciate knowing that because it bothered me to see that. I was so disgusted, and I wanted to come through the actual screen and help her any way that I could if it cost me my life, because I don't believe in taking from anybody for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it just really bothered me as a female to just not be comfortable if I get pulled over. I don't know if I should just keep driving and get media coverage and then get out or what.
Lord, that's real talk. I was watching, I had posted a video, actually it was Sandra Bland who was speaking, and she was talking about we had to do better, and it just really was just crazy to hear her voice sharing from her heart.
And to think that here we are, she died July 13, 2015, to think that there are still more names out there, still more hashtags, and for her to be a sister that's gone, speaking about it sort of prophetically, who knew that we would be hearing her voice posthumously as a hashtag. And so one of the things I definitely think about, just as you said, sis, praying that who we know, who we're close to, who we love, our sons, our brothers, our cousins, our coworkers, the children, right. The fathers of our kids, our husbands, like, God, you know, who's going to be the next hashtag? We don't want it. Stop killing us.
Absolutely.
That's real. That's real.
Absolutely. Am I the only one that got upset with that mall shooting the other day? Another white person mass murdering and the police didn't even kill him?
Oh, no.
You're not the only one that got upset. No, you're not the only one that got upset about that. I'm a person who has I have a huge burden for multicultural lives. Everything.
Exactly.
All lives, I do. Mm-hmm. So what disturbs me is when that is downplayed. I love the points that you're raising, sis, because you do see a lot of memes about how our people are taken into custody if they survive, right? Versus
exactly.
Caucasians and how they're taken into custody. Even the guy who killed, was it Charleston? The 9 people who were in Bible study that Wednesday night a year or so ago?
In the church?
The young guy.
Yes.
Yeah, the young guy, how he was taken in. They fed him first. I forgot what they got him, someplace, some fast food spot. And so what I happen to attend a multicultural church, and one of the things that I like hearing from other cultures, and I'm just being honest, is when they call it out. They don't sugarcoat it.
Right.
They say it has to stop. So it takes everyone raising their voice, but not just raising, let's just keep it 100, not just raising a voice when it hits your backyard. It's being outraged about all of it, not because it's your neighbor and not because it's your boss's kid or not just because it's getting closer to home. The reality is that it's affecting all of us, and you cannot be outraged about an officer losing their lives and not being outraged about the brothers and sisters who are dying, unarmed, mind you. you just can't pick and choose what you're going to be outraged about.
Isn't that funny? You have unarmed black men getting shot and killed, but this armed man who just finished shooting up an entire mall in custody, no injuries.
I just don't get that.
It's silver lining. I don't understand it.
It would be laughable if it wasn't so tragic, you know. And that's just the real thing at the end of the day.
Like they have set into place a decree for a certain minority to depopulate us, to get rid of us, to just wipe us out in fear of being wiped out themselves. And that's my personal thing, because it's really too many of us now. It's really too many of us, and everybody is afraid of martial law, and I don't really want to get deep into it, but it's like this, and I'm just going to give you the facts right quick. It's like 1 million people in the whole thing we got going on as far as armed forces go, it's like 300 and something million of us. So it's like we really put together our minds and really think about some things, we don't have nothing to fear. All the power is in us. And once we realize that, then we can move forward. As long as we sit in fear of something that has no control, if you really sit and think about this thing, it has no control over us, period. So I think people just need to start thinking for themselves, and I'm going to leave it at that. But I just really wanted to get you guys to thought on that thing. Because
Very well said.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. This has been a good show, y'all. We really got a good, topic. Yeah. Really,
I just want to add. I just want to add to that real quick. My bad. I just want to add to what Sis just said. you know, it reminds me of what our power couple talked about, though, that mindset of we as a people and how we're thinking about ourselves and how we're thinking about each other. And I think that that has a reflection, too, on how we approach the situation, because there are different pockets of unity, but there is not one voice. And I think that what you just talked about really coincides with how we are governing ourselves across the board, mm-hmm. musically, in the industry, as a people, even different shades of melanin. Come on now. How we treat each other amongst each other. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Any kingdom. And the power that you speak of that we do have, if we do not operate in fear and on one accord, also comes about how we take care of each other. Real
That's
talk.
That's right. That's right.
That's deep. Ooh. That's real.
Absolutely. You said something.
Yes.
You said something. I don't know. I just really have enjoyed this Radio Divas and all of the topics and our guests that came through tonight. We really had a good show. And I want to get into some of this K-Facting music review before we come back and give our a little thoughts and how everybody can get a hold to it. So, DJ, can we get into some of that?
Sure thing. All right, guys. Let's hit it with the music review right now. First off, you know, I like to give you out a little news headline before I get into the actual review. Today's headline, that doggone iHeartMedia festival going on. And I just want to say I'm kind of upset I missed it because they took it back to the 2000s and did a big ending finale show featuring Usher, Ludacris, and Lil Jon. They took it back and did all those classic ATL hits that everybody loves.
Wow.
So big shout out to them for bringing those guys back on stage,
yeah,
you know,
much love.
For another performance. Because I remember, man, what was that, mid-2000s, all that,
yeah
Lil Jon, the East Side Boy
Usher,
movement.
Lil Jon, mm-hmm. well, they
mm-hmm.
was hot. Yeah.
So iHeart, they was able to pull it off and get them all together at the same time and pull off a finale ending for their festival. So big shouts out to them, because I know that was epic mm-hmm. for everybody in the audience.
Dope, dopeness.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into this. This is what's hot in R&B and hip-hop. So these charts combine the numbers from R&B and hip-hop charts together to tell us what the top 10 hot songs are. So artists, this is how it is stacked up. Coming in at number 10, it's that song Timmy Turner by Designer. Number 9, Controller by Drake, which has fallen all the way from number 1 down to number 9. What's
going
on?
Wow. Yeah.
In three weeks' time, he fell from number 1 to number 9. That's fine, though. Let's keep it going. Coming in at number 8, we have the song For Free. That's DJ Khaled featuring Drake. Number 7, Panda, my boy Designer again on the charts. Coming in at number 6, it's the song Sucker for Pain. That's Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, and Imagine Dragons with Logic, Ty Dolla Signs, and Ambassadors. Sucker for Pain. Lil Wayne knew what he was doing when he added all them people. That song is a hit. Here we go. Coming in at number 5, we have the song Love by Tory Lanez. I love the feel of that song. Number 4, the song Too Good, Drake featuring Rihanna. That couple that's not really a couple that everybody wants to know about. We'll keep an eye on that. Number 3. I know it. And you know what? I'm just going to keep paying attention to it. I'm going to go, told you so, when they finally reveal it. But here
exactly.
we go. Number 3, One Dance, Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla. Number 2, that song Broccoli. I don't know how that song, you know, I don't know how I feel about that song, but it is number 2. Broccoli by D-R-A-M featuring Lil Yachty. And holding it down on the top of the charts for another week is your girl Rihanna with her song Needed Me. And that right there is your hot R&B hip-hop song review.
Awesome, sexy, awesome.
Yeah.
Most deaf.
We'll get ready to start shouting everybody out and get everybody information out so we have time before we get out of here. And we'll start with Miss Erica.
Awesome. Well, amazing show. So good to be rocking with y'all live again. Much respect and salute to everybody who's listening, all of our supporters. We appreciate your feedback and just being there for us. Much respect to you all. I am Erica Arthur of www.authenticityspeaks.com. That's authenticity spelled a little bit differently. Instead of ending in a Y, it ends in two E's, authenticityspeaks.com. But if you're interested in love poetry, you can follow me on Instagram at authenticityspeaks. Love, been healed by it, been hurt by it. I talk about it all fearlessly. If you're interested in more of the personal side and family and inspirational shout outs, meet me on at Indigo Interlude on Twitter and Instagram. Peace and much love.
Awesome. DJ Saxy?
Well, yes, of course. This is your girl, DJ Saxy. And you know what it is. It's sexy, baby, not sexy. I know I'm sexy, ooh, but it's sexy. It's A-X-Y. You guys can follow me on Instagram at DJ_Saxy and Twitter at DJ Saxy. And all the artists, make sure you check out the new website and the artist page. Hit your girl up on thedjsaxy.com. And, of course, tune in to the next episode of Radio Divas. We'll be here kicking it with you. Oh, yeah.
Groundhog Radio.
All right, you guys. You can check me out on Twitter at TweetyBird, BYRD334. You can also follow us over here on groundhogradio.com. Look for Wild Folks Business, and we're on Saturdays at noon. So you guys make sure you check us out. And the Boss Get Chronicles.
The final words of the night. Well, ladies, I enjoyed another episode of Radio Divas, and make sure you check them out every Sunday right here on the Groundhog Radio Network, Twitter B. Much blessings, darling. We appreciate you. Eric, it was so good to have you in the building live. And my favorite DJ, DJ Sax. I love the review, sis. So y'all make sure y'all keep it locked to the Groundhog Radio Network. We out for peace.
Peace.
Check me out. Yeah. Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio, yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Groundhog Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Candy-coated Valentine. memories of you, you.